Hey there, peacemakers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary guru, back with another dose of healthy boundaries, protect your peace. Today we're diving into a topic that's as essential to a happy life as good coffee and comfy pajamas, healthy communication in relationships. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages in your relationships? Like you're both saying words, but they're landing somewhere completely different? Yeah, me too. It happens. But the good news is, we can totally fix that. Healthy communication isn't some mystical superpower, it's a skill we can all learn and refine. And trust me, it's worth every minute of effort. So buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will level up your communication game and make those relationships feel more like cozy havens than battlegrounds. First things first, active listening is king. I know, it sounds super basic, but seriously, are you truly hearing what the other person is saying? Not just waiting for your turn to talk, but really absorbing their words, their tone, their body language? It's about creating a space where they feel seen and heard. Think of it like this. When you practice active listening, you're not just understanding their message, you're building a bridge of connection. Number 2. Clear and direct communication is your best friend. Vague hints and passive-aggressive sighs? Not cool. We all deserve clear, respectful communication. Instead of beating around the bush, express your needs and feelings directly. You want to feel loved? Tell them. Need some space? Say it. Don't expect them to read your mind. Be upfront and honest. Thirdly, embrace empathy. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but putting yourself in their shoes, trying to understand their perspective. Think about what might be influencing their thoughts and feelings. Empathy is like the superpower of understanding. It helps you navigate conflicts with compassion and build stronger bonds. Now, on to number 4. Learn to say I statements. This might sound a little technical, but trust me, it's a game changer. Instead of blaming or accusing, you always make me feel. Try using I statements, I feel hurt when. I need. It takes ownership of your feelings and reduces defensiveness. And last but not least, remember. Communication is a two-way street. It's about both giving and receiving. Make sure you're creating space for open dialogue and active listening from both sides. Remember, relationships thrive on mutual respect and understanding. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You and your bestie are planning a weekend getaway. She suggests hitting up the same old coffee shop you always go to. But secretly, you've been dying to try that new vegan cafe down the street. How do you handle this? You could say something like, I don't know, that coffee place is so boring. Let's just go somewhere new. Which, let's be honest, sounds pretty harsh, right? Or, you could practice those communication skills we just talked about. Try saying something like, hey, I love the coffee shop we always go to, but there's this new vegan cafe I've been wanting to try. Would you be open to checking it out? This way, you're expressing your desire while still being respectful of her preference. You're creating a space for compromise and finding a solution that works for both of you. See? Healthy communication isn't about avoiding conflict. It's about navigating it with grace, respect, and a whole lot of kindness. Remember these key takeaways. Active listening, clear communication, empathy, I statements, and two-way dialogue. These are your tools to build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. So go out there, practice those skills, and watch those connections blossom. You've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little boundary boost. And as always, let me know what you think on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep spreading the peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.